Welcome to the Williams Nikon YB Herton phone conference line.
Okay. Good morning.
It's Mary Lou. It's Mary Lou.
Good. I'm just going to be on. Karen Dennis's sister may want to watch, and so I just need to get on here, and then I can put myself on.
Okay.
As soon as you get on here, you're on here as me.
I am, and I've got the ball.
Now you have the ball.
Oh, no. Okay, you're going to go ahead and do it then, because now you took the ball.
No, I'm the one who's here without the dark color. The host is you up there. That you came on as me. So try to use their tools and things, Mary Lou.
I can't. You just took the ball. I don't know why, but...
I moved the ball because I thought I'm the dim one. I joined. You started it.
Yeah, I can't use it anymore. It's...
Okay.
Dennis and Ruth, the one that says me is me, I believe. And I hope that doesn't mean my camera's on.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, good.
The pictures aren't on my screen anymore. Okay, you can't move anything?
No.
Okay, try now.
There. Oh. Now I can. Thank you.
Okay. That's very strange.
I think it was me because I actually went in there before you. I just thought it said me on my own computer. I didn't know it said it for everybody.
No, because you went in as me. That's why I can't figure that out. And you started it. You're back, at least. Okay. Okay. So now I'm going to be on mute.
Okay.
You want me to mute the Boeing chimes?
Yeah, that'd be good. I forgot how.
Star 8. Oh, I should send you guys a list. I'll do that today.
Oh, I've got it here somewhere. I just didn't look it up yet.
Monty doesn't.
Well, did they mute the chimes?
I don't think so. Now they're off.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we could go ahead and get started. Can everybody hear me okay? Because I am on a speakerphone. Am I breaking up?
Sounds good, Mary Lou.
I hear you. Okay, great. Okay, great. And it's nice to hear some friendly voices out there. Good morning, everybody. I get to host today. Yesterday is usually the day that I do, but today Ruth and I traded, so I'm Mary Lou, and I want to welcome you to the Health Style call. And I think because we do have some guests on here today that it would be a great idea for us to go through the slides. And I think it's very good repetition for all of us anyway to go through it. And, you know, the more I look at this list here that Ruth has put together for us for our 10 steps for or 10 points a day for being healthy, and the more reading that I do, and I'm sure the more reading that you do, it just validates that this is the most healthy program that we could possibly be on. And this is our journal where we keep track of our points. And the first thing I like to mention is the PIMAG water, and it says here 8 or more 8-ounce servings. And actually, when we drink our water, a good rule of thumb is that we should take our actual body weight and divide that in two. And that's how many ounces of water that we should be drinking a day. Now, for me, I set pennies aside. I have big glasses, for one thing, and then I set pennies aside. And as I fill those big glasses throughout the day, I just move the pennies over so that I'm keeping track. and then I will keep, you know, come back and fill my chart out. Usually, I make sure before I go to bed at night that I have, you know, this whole chart completed for the day. Sleep, we know, is very, very important. In fact, I've been doing a little bit of research. If we've got some time here, actually, I'll do it right now. It said that I was reading an article about heart disease and some of the risk factors, and it said that people who have trouble sleeping or didn't wake up feeling refreshed had actually a 45% increase risk for heart attack. Now, that's kind of scary. And it said that we need at least 6 hours a night. It says if you don't get that, you're going to have elevated blood pressure, and you're more likely to be overweight. And it said that those that tossed and turned as few as two nights a week had a 20% higher risk. So isn't it wonderful? I know I have not had a bad night's sleep unless I'm traveling, but ever since I got my Nikon sleep system. And so, I mean, that's just a guarantee, you know, that we get on our Nikon sleep system. I think most of you would agree that we go into that deep sleep faster or go to sleep faster, and we get the good restorative sleep. You know, that sleep is so important. That's when we get rid of stress. That's when we get rid of our toxins. And that's when our body is rebuilding itself. So sleep is really, really important. I've never had a blood pressure problem in my life until recently. And I think it was because a doctor told me that I shouldn't, I needed to be really careful not to get high blood pressure, and he planted that in my subconscious. So now I've been struggling with my blood pressure being elevated. So I've been reading a lot of stuff about blood pressure, and it's amazing what your subconscious can do to you as well. And then our exercise, 30 minutes a day. And one thing that another article that I was reading, it says that if we spend most of our days sitting down, if you sit for long periods of time, fat circulates in your bloodstream longer, and your HDL, your good cholesterol, can't clear artery-clogging plaque from your system. So we need to try to walk, get up and move around at least once an hour. For people that have these desk jobs or, you know, are sitting all the time, or they said even a few times an hour is even better, I guess, just to get up and move around. I know a lot of people that sit for hours and hours, and there, I know I've been guilty of it a lot myself. And, of course, nutritionals, we've got the best. This program is Ruth has put together, and it's based on inflammation. And look at the wonderful, I should see if I have a pointer here, huh, Ruth? That's a writer. There we go. Okay, so some of the nutritional support that we have that help us to reduce that inflammation, number one is our jade greenzymes, our progesterol, our Siagat, lactoferrin gold, our osteogen, the calcium, and of course our immunity. Our liver support. Everybody needs to have a clean liver. And so our liver support is a wonderful product for doing that. And then, of course, digestion with our four food groups with over 20 enzymes in there. So, as well as eating healthy, we want to make sure that we're getting these great nutritionals as well. Okay, journaling. That seems to be a struggle for lots of us, but we do have a slide that we'll go over in a second about that. My journaling is pretty simple. I write down how I feel. I do it on the back of this sheet that I fill out. If I'm having a pretty normal day and feeling great, that's all I need to put on there. But oh my goodness, if I go out to take my walk and my knees are hurting or my feet are hurting or, you know, I'm achy, then I really write that down and I go back and track it. What had I eaten that could have possibly done that to me? What could I have possibly gotten into that made me feel so crummy? I'm doing two shakes a day, body balance shakes with one scoop, and I think it was Nancy that mentioned adding that avocado, and oh my goodness, that has made such a difference by adding a half an avocado to my body balance shake, and I use different fruits, sometimes fresh pineapple, frozen strawberries, whatever fruits I happen to have here. Right now, we've been picking fresh oranges off the trees. I like to mix my oranges with frozen strawberries. Yummy. And I will usually have a healthier lunch and have my second body balance shake up here. I kind of moved those around. As I'm going to his house for dinner, then I'll have my two body balance shakes earlier in the day. Snacks can be pretty simple. We want to make sure that we keep them balanced and in the more alkaline area. Mine's usually a few almonds and some fruit, probably my favorite, sometimes hard-boiled eggs, and a little bit of fruit. And so here we'll talk about that journaling. And what you're feeling, the date and time when your symptoms strike. Write it down. What did you feel? I mean, I'm doing a lot of walking, and there are some days that I can hardly get myself going because I will have some discomfort. And I now, because of these tools, we're able to go back and try to figure it out. Why on earth? Listen to our body. Why all of a sudden are we not feeling very good? And so the more that you can write down, the better, because we are the ones that are in charge of our own health, that's for sure. And I just go high-tech. I haven't gotten into one where I'm writing down what I'm eating yet, but I've got the I map my walk. You guys have heard me talk about that. I absolutely love that because it's kind of fun. I challenge myself. I go out and go for a walk, and if I get home and I haven't quite done 3 miles, then I'll go around another block. So that's kind of fun. So Donna shared with us about the book and keeping a journal, a health journal. And that was such a great idea. And then Ruth added to that the business information and other stuff. So I bought a few binders, and it's easy now for me to just grab the one for my this health style program that we're on, and I've got my last blood report in there and everything, and it's going to be very, very nice to be able to, you know, keep that all in one place so that when we go to the doctor, we can we've got someplace that we can be checking for ourselves our blood work from time to time, and also would be able to talk to the doctor about, you know, different things that are going on. I'm starting to take my blood pressure more regular, so I don't know, Donna, if she's on. Yeah, she is. Donna, if you've got some kind of a sheet for keeping that blood pressure, I'd love to have a copy of that. Just
well,
a blank.
I just use a notebook paper, and I just
slide
across the top.
Okay. I think that's really, really good. Man, this has gotten so easy for us. So when we talk about how listen to our own body, Ruth's been saying that for a long time. And how do you listen to your own body, Karen? Karen, you shared with us that your husband thought that was kind of silly at first. But now we understand, because our body is telling us if we've gotten into something that our body doesn't like. So pay attention to the headaches, spinal discomforts, joint, and our fatigue. and digestion problems. I got to tell you guys, since we've been on this program, I haven't been having any of those digestion problems. I don't know about you, but that's something I was just thinking about yesterday when Ruth put this slide up there. Sight problems, blurred vision, squiggly eyes, usually a sign that you've probably gotten into some MSG. Ruth, up there, she says flashing lights. I get kind of, it's almost like I got blinders on the side. I don't have any peripheral vision. And then dry or itching skin, sluggish brain, breathing problems. Okay, one, another thing I read here about above waist. let me see here. Oh, I hope I can find it. Oh, here's a good rule of thumb. Being overweight can raise our risk of heart disease by 200%. And I know some of us on this program, we got on this because we want to be healthy, we want to feel better, but also I think some of us here want to reduce, get rid of some weight once and for all. And they talk about the BMI. Yes?
No, you want to be unmuted for a moment. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. But anyway, it says having a BMI of 25 to 29 means we're overweight. I don't get my BMI checked. But a good rule of thumb, it said, your waist should, to be healthy, having pounds in our stomach is the most dangerous. And, you know, I've sure packed that weight on as I've gotten older. That seems to be the first place. I know when I was younger, I'd carry it in my thighs or my rear or something. And now my weight is definitely going to my midriff. And a lot of that I know is because of the unhealthy things that have been put in our foods all, you know, for years. And things that let's face it, I used to eat fast. I used to like fast foods. And because I didn't enjoy cooking that much. And they put so many things in the fast foods and in the packaged foods that are just packing the pounds and the inches on us. Well, here's a new goal now I think I'm going to try to set. It said your waist should equal half of your height or less.
Say that again.
Your waist should equal half of your height or less. So it says, if you are 5'6", which is 66 inches tall, your waist shouldn't exceed 33 inches. So I wrote down, that's going to be a great goal to set. Ways to go. But won't it be nice to eventually get there? Okay. So that was if our waist is oversized. Ruth's got here above the waist. But I suppose if we get our waist down to half our height, our above waist will be down as well. So, high blood pressure and irregular heart rate are also some more warning signs. And the reason we're doing this is because all the chronic diseases that are, all these epidemic chronic diseases are related to inflammation. And you think about it, your top three killers, heart disease, cancer, and stroke, they're all epidemic. And then think about all these other inflammation diseases that we never even used to hear about 30, 40 years ago. All these, fibromyalgia and lupus and all those autoimmunes, multiple sclerosis, and other diseases ending in itis. So numerous forms of arthritis, inflammatory bowel diseases, age-related macular degeneration, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and prescription drug use. this dimension, Alzheimer's, I know there's a lot of things out there, but I remember, some of you guys might remember Dr. Pedersen. I remember him telling me, I was concerned because my mother and my mother-in-law both, about the same time, had got short-term memory loss. And I remember talking to him about that, and he said that if you're 1% dehydrated, your brain will, you'll start killing off brain cells. So that's another, you know, reason to make sure that we're getting the amount of water that we do need. And I know for my mother and my mother-in-law, they both were taking a blood pressure medicine that was a diuretic. So, and neither one of them would drink a lot of water, no matter how much. I mean, they'd say, oh, yeah, I drink a lot of water, and they might have drank 16 ounces in a day. My mother had a little tiny 4-inch glass, and she called that a glass of water, and I don't think she drank it very much. But anyway, so we do want to make sure that we stay hydrated with our Primag water. We talked quite a bit about avoiding this MSG. And how it is being disguised in our food. This just really makes me mad. Who would think, if you looked on a label and it said spices or natural flavoring, who would ever have thought that that actually meant that it has that it is MSG? It just makes me furious. And this is from Dr. Russell Blaylock. I also get his newsletter, and he's a board certified neurosurgeon. Now he's devoted to nutritional studies. So these are some of the things when you read your label. Soy protein. Geez, somebody would think maybe they were getting something good there. Or soy sauce. Go to a Chinese restaurant and you're certainly going to get soy sauce. So anyway, these are all things that can be disguised on the label. And I can't remember the right wording on that, why. Well, for one thing, people have gotten wise, and they're looking out for this MSG. So they can hide it with these different names. I think it's terrible that the government allows that. But it actually makes us, they put it in because I think they think the food will stay fresh longer or something, but it also is addictive. And then there's foods, yes.
Mary Lou, this is Monty. I just want to break in here just for a second. I was looking at a product in a food store, a health food store the other day, and it was called Walden Farms, and it had to do with salad dressings and that sort of stuff. So when I looked on the label, it, of course, said no MSG, blah, 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 whatever, okay? So I went ahead and sent them a email, and this is my question. I don't have my question here, but the question was, I wrote to them, and I said, I feel that I am sensitive to MSG to your products. Is any of them in your products? And then I got a response back, and this was a response from the lady from customer service. It says, thank you for your email. We do not include MSG in our products, okay? Now, most people would look at that label, and that would be it. But we suggest that you do not use the following products, as they may contain trace amounts of MSG in them, like ranch dressing and dip, chipotle ranch dressing, ranch mayo, bacon ranch dressing, and ranch packets. And I thought to myself, see, here again, in looking at the label, I had no indication of anything that was on there, but yet they know that in those particular products there are traces, not, let's say, the full wham MSG impact, but there are traces, and that if people that are sensitive, like Ruth, could be those products that I need to stay away from. So I just thought it was interesting. We do not include MSG in our products, but we suggest.
Wow, thank you, Monty. Isn't that the truth? And more Chinese restaurants, too. Or I shouldn't pick on the Chinese restaurants. I love Chinese food. But more and more restaurants out there will say no MSG added. That's what they say. No MSG added. But the point is, like the day that I had come home from the Olive Garden, I think you said it possibly because it's a chain. They probably have their bases for their soups and that kind of stuff that that come, and they've already got it in there. No MSG maybe is added at the restaurant, but they do have, it's probably already in those, because all I had that day was salad and soup. I thought that was pretty safe. But anyway, thank you very much, Monty. So, yeah, we've just got to be paying attention. Nobody else is going to look out for us but us. Okay, and then here's our toxic 12. I've got two things sitting on my desk. I went and got them right after the call yesterday and never did get back to them to see if anything is in here. Any of these ingredients are in them. Living in Arizona now, I do have to put a lot more lotion on my body. I absolutely love our skincare. That's our True Elements. That's what I use. But, you know, on the larger parts of my body, I'm trying to get something, find something that doesn't have these ingredients in it. And has anybody found a real good skin care for legs, arms, whatever? And when I find one, I'll certainly let you know. I do have a dermatologist here, and he gave me something, and that's what I wanted to read the label on yesterday, but I didn't get to it. So I'll bring that up later. We talked quite a bit about our wonderful EcoCert-certified True Elements yesterday. So but it's all natural. Everything in there is natural and organic. So it doesn't get much better than that. And there's that certification. And, of course, our Niken becoming a partner with the Healthy Child, Healthy World organization has just been such a wonderful fit for us, because this is but what Niken's been about from day one, is making sure that we're all healthier. And this Healthy Child, Healthy World organization was started because a family lost their young, beautiful little daughter to, bad toxins. And it's really scary to know that young mothers, that babies can be born with all these toxins in their body that they've gotten, you know, from their mother while their mother has been carrying them. So, you know, we need to help get the word out. And Healthy Child, Healthy World, our products have passed their stringent tests. And Ruth said that all of the products had passed that stringent testing, that it won't take a company unless all of the products pass. So that's just a wonderful grassroots organization that we're very proud to be a part of as well. Okay, so we do have the arsenal to be able to fight back with the chronic inflammation. We're so much ahead of everybody else. Look at, Niken knew about how important sleep was forever. I mean, it's always been one of our flagship products is sleep, because they knew how important sleep is. And yet, you know, it took years for other studies to come out, you know, saying, oh, sleep's kind of important. And so Niken's always been ahead. So here we've got the things that we can take, get rid of our, cleaning up our air and our water. We want to get rid of those acidifying foods. Have I already put that chart? No, it's coming up. And we want to reduce our stress. Oof. Top pillars. Okay, so here's our alkaline foods and our acidic foods. And the key here is we want to eat more of the things on this side. And watermelons. Look at the high alkaline. And the thing is, sure we're going to eat rice. We need to eat some of the things over here. We need to have our grains and so forth. But the key is that we want to eat mostly from this side, adding our nuts and so forth, which is going to bring us more to a neutral balance in here. And that's what we want. We want to keep our pH more in balance. So this is a wonderful chart, and many of us have reduced it down and laminated it so we can carry it in our wallet, so that when we're shopping at the store, if we come across something that we think we might like to have, we can look and see where it is on here until we're really used to it. Does anybody, I've been doing an awful lot of talking. Anybody else got anything they want to add here?
I think you're giving a great overview. And I want to tell you that I'm really excited because this call helps me, and I'm sure it helps all of us, to stay focused on what we ought to be doing. And when we first started this call, 3 months ago, I was not committed to journaling or exercising. And I've got to tell you that I had a great experience. I started really putting in that exercise, Mary Lou, and because it's snowing right now as I speak, and because it's not good weather outside like you've got, I walk in my house, and I have a little track that I've created, and I committed that I would walk twice a day for 15 minutes, and I dropped a whole bunch of weight, and I love it, and I have you to thank, Mary Lou, because you're so consistent about it.
Oh, good for you, Karen.
I'm excited.
Wow. Well, see, we all started at a different place on here, and I actually wasn't positive at first myself that I was going to stay in the background and be kind of quiet on this call because I didn't know if I was going to be excited about, balancing the foods and all of that. But I knew that I needed to take charge of my health. So good for you. And, you know, just that walking in your house, that also kind of covered that other article that I talked about with, you know, if we're sitting, we need to get up and move around, and we can do it in our house. Good for you. And you've got stairs, too.
Well, I don't use the stairs. I've got a really good track that I've created upstairs. But I've got to tell you that now it almost is a game with my grandchildren. They want to walk with their grandma. And so they're out there moving their little bodies, and even though there's snow outside, they're getting exercise. And it almost gets silly because they try to copy, you know, because I go different ways. I don't know how to explain it to you, but, you know, either we go around the dining room table or we go around the furniture, and then we go out and go through the entrance hall. And the kids just get a big kick out of it, and it's kind of fun for me.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and that's good, too, for us to be happy and laughing. So fun, yeah. You made a game out of that. Okay, so our smoothie, anybody here have any, want to share how they make their smoothie? I know we always use our Pymag water, and we use one scoop each, and then we add fruit. I don't count it a lot. Now we've added that half avocado, which probably, boy, did that ever make that shake more creamy and thick. And I know the fresh pineapple right now has been really, really good. I did freeze my fresh lemon ice cubes off of my tree. I made lemon juice and froze those. I haven't tried them yet. Boy, are they ever. I have a Meyer lemon, and it's quite tart. My neighbor has a lemon I'm more familiar with, and his tastes better. This is the part that's hardest for me. I don't like this measuring. And so I made the pact. I did it, I think, a couple of weeks after we started. I thought, oh, well, I better do this. And then I just told myself, if when I release 10 pounds, then I will measure again. I don't want to measure every single week. And I was absolutely shocked the day that I had, the second time that I had measured, I had lost 10. Actually, I lied. I gave up and I did it at 8.3 pounds. And at 8.3 pounds, I had lost 8 inches. But 2 pounds later, when I'd lost 10.4, I lost a total of 18 inches. Of course, it could be because I had kicked up my walk a lot, too. But so I'm going to do this when I reach the 20, probably the 20-pound goal, unless I can't stand it any longer and have to do it. But I suppose once a month I could have maybe done. Since we're coming to the end of our third, maybe I'll do that. Anyway, it's important because the scale isn't moving real fast for me, and part of mine was I did want to lose weight, and but I've been on diets since I was about 15 years old, so I found that diets just, I could lose the weight, but then it always came back and it always brought friends with it, brought more pounds with it. So it's taken me, I'm a slow learner, but I finally realized that probably this, just getting healthier, the weight will come off, and not to worry about pounds. Larry constantly reminds me it's just a number, just a number. Anybody have, I want to talk a little bit about this slide, and we're past our time already. Does anybody else have anything they wanted to add for today?
I have just a little thing. We mentioned Dr. Mercola gives some good information, but then we kind of passed by a lot of the rest of it. And yesterday, I had an email and it said 17 micrograms of this in your body lowers your IQ by 10 points. Well, it's lead. But he had a Dr. Brian Clement on there, and he had a little movie, and I listened while I cleaned, and he is the medical director of the Hippocrates Health Institute, and he got toward the end of it talking about, yes, of course magnets help, and then they talked about beds, and he says, well, yes, he says, the Nikan company has a really good bed, and he says, you know, they have a lot of money, do a lot of research, and they're Japanese, they're really anal about any of their products, and they're very good. And I didn't know if anybody else would like to read that or could take any part of that out and save it to show with somebody or what. But
yeah, how do we get it?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Well, I could forward it to you. I have it on. It came in yesterday, and it was on Dr. McCullough's, you know, what he puts out daily. And it's titled 17 micrograms of this in your body lowers your IQ.
Okay.
I don't know if you can go to his website, but if I had your emails, I would be glad to forward it. You have to listen a long time, but the guy was pretty interesting.
I want you to email it to me.
Okay.
I wonder if you could send it to Ruth and she could send it to all of us.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
I can do that, and I could also just give you my email right now. It's DK.
DK.
Miller.
Yep.
At nwi.net.
NWI, northwestinfinite.net?
Yes. And I will email it to Ruth, but if you want to just, I know she's got a busy thing with company or something.
She's going out of town. That'd be great. Let's write to her, DK Miller at nlikenancywi.net.
Okay. Now, is your DK Miller, is that all in small?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, I was nervous about this call. I was afraid I wouldn't be able to cover 30 minutes in here. I've talked 37. But I just kind of wanted to, some of you guys don't know that, my husband has an identical twin brother. They used to be identical twins. In fact, they're so identical. They both had the same back problems. They both had the same breathing problems. They both had been smokers. And when we were introduced to Niken, my husband, his twin brother Gary was the first one he wanted to tell about this. Kathleen, I don't know if you ever knew Gary.
No, I'd like to. If I like Larry so much, I'd like to know Gary.
Well, anyway, I know you know some of their other family up there in
Winnipeg.
But the thing is, Larry went right to his twin brother to tell him, you know, gee, I found something. I think this would help your back, you know, help your breathing, blah, blah, blah. And his brother just rolled his eyes at him and didn't want to have anything to do with this foolish stuff. And throughout the years, Larry's tried to approach him again, and pretty soon then his new wife, she just thought this was hope, you know, baloney, they're just trying to sell stuff. And it was very, very sad, but finally we had to let go. And I look at this slide and I think, oh, here we were at this road where we wanted Gary to travel down this wellness road with us, and he didn't. And now Gary stayed on the same road he was on, and he's hooked up to oxygen all the time. He never quit the stupid smoking. I couldn't believe that, but he does. And now he's got full-blown emphysema, where Larry was told he had the start of emphysema. And Larry doesn't have a back problem, and Larry's doing things at 71 that he couldn't do when he was 51. And his poor brother, not only are we living in Arizona because we want to be in the sun, and Nikan's given us that opportunity, but his brother lives in Arkansas, and he wants to move back to Washington, and he cannot even afford to move back. I mean, so Aww. Our future depends on choices. Our future depends on choices, or lack of. So I really, this slide means so much to me. It's sad. It makes me sad to think about. It makes Larry sad, but... You know, we just got to keep telling people. The other thing is, a few years ago, he did come for a funeral, and when he walked in the room, I kind of gasped because I looking at him always, it was like looking at my husband, you know, and he looked 20 years older than Larry. So you guys take charge of our health. I mean, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but we need to get out and share with more people because we have the opportunity to give people better, healthier lives. So, if they'll listen. Okay? That's it. Anybody have any last-minute things they want to add before we close?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Join us tomorrow for Monty Deeds. He will do a great job. Thank you, Monty, for the information, and thank you, everybody, that shared today.
Thank you.
We'll talk tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.